Okay, Leo, I'm always straight with you. And this is a complex week. And there will be a lot of challenges, astrologically speaking. We're gonna go through them. And ways to best deal with the energies. That's what these readings are all about. So Leo, this is your weekly tarot card reading from Born Without Boundaries Tarot. It is for Leo's sun, moon, and rising sign. There's always an extended reading for those of you who want to join me and continue the message with me and get more details. That link is right below. Or you have the option of joining the Unbound membership here on Born Without Boundaries Tarot, which will give you unlimited access to all of the extended readings and all of the channel perks. So consider that. I have a second YouTube channel. It's called Astrology Motivation. I'm going to attach the link above, and you can join me daily, Monday through Friday, for daily live chat tarot, general tarot card readings. So those are a lot of fun, and I hope you'll come over there too. Leo comes out every single Friday. There's a new message, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. That's over here on the west coast of the U.S. So remember to subscribe to the channel and ring that notification bell so that you know when I upload your favorite content. Which could be Leo, it could be something else. I don't know, whatever you're watching. So let me explain to you what's going on. There's a lot of difficult, challenging aspects to the sun. And the sun is going to be conjunct the moon. It's a new moon. That's what happens. It's a really tight conjunction. It's only like 1 degree. This is normal for a new moon. And it's a new moon in Cancer, which means it's a watery moon, but the sun always burns it out. So there's a sense of ego might really be dominating emotions right now, or not listening to emotions enough because ego is so fucking prevalent. And there's a lot of conflicts that are coming with the sun. A square, I believe it is, to Chiron most of this week. There's an uncomfortable connection over to Saturn, which is just, and then there's these, I don't want to say weird, challenging aspects to the nodes. So all of this comes out to, why haven't I learned? Or what haven't I learned? Or those things that I've been through, pain from the past, suffering, continue to suffer, or pushing myself. And this is something that you need, big red flag, just let you guys know straight out. You could push yourself to the extent, like you could let your ego push yourself to the point where you are breaking things, breaking parts of your body, or breaking off relationships. Too much contention between you and especially authority figures or people of importance in your life. Somebody, people that you should be sharing the conversation with instead of trying to dominate the conversation. This will conflict a lot. You know, different maybe ruling authorities. It may not even be a person. It may be that you're running into a lot of, why do I owe you more paperwork? Why do I owe you more paperwork? What do you mean? Shouldn't you just give me this compensation instead of having me to jump through more hoops? You know, I broke the leg on your land. You know what I'm saying? Or on this time clock. You know, it's just those kind of conflicts will come up, and the desire, because the biggest, I feel that aspect of Chiron is pretty intense too, but the sun is also squared to Jupiter, and that makes everything so much bigger. And you could think that all of these things that are happening, like that's what's going to kind of sort of make exacerbate. It's going to exacerbate the situation and make you feel like everything is so much more important or intense or more immediate than it actually is. You know, because Jupiter can do wonderful things, but squares to Jupiter is almost like shit's just going to be thrown out of proportion. That's kind of what it is. So the way to deal with this energy, Leo, is to accept that things are getting blown out of proportion, to know it. And it's going to be difficult. The challenge is going to be able to cool your own heat enough to be able to think through it, think logically and apply logic to the situation, or look at it objectively and not take things so personally. It's like, That's going to be your main challenge, to not take things so personally and not blow them out of proportion, or when other people are blowing them out of proportion, because you could come across that. People are blowing a lot of your shit out of proportion, a lot of your behavior out of proportion. That could be the foundation of the conflict right now, is that people are just over-exaggerating everything that you've ever done, ever said, how you hurt them, or all of this stuff. This could like be a major conflict. And ultimately, the only way to respond is through logic, rationale, and provable, like quantifiable facts. And that's going to take a really cool mind, and that's going to be challenging for you. You can ask for help. You can ask for help and ask somebody to help work this out for you, or work you through, if they like lend their objectivity to this situation for you, or these situations for you. Or what you could do, what you should do, is ground yourself. Not necessarily in air, in breath, because that just might fuel the fire even more, but ground yourself. And I would say, this might be even really nice energy for you to be by more water. Have more water in your life. Drink more water. Be in water. Be around water. Allow yourself to have that balance of that opposite element to chill things down a little bit and blow off some of that steam. So however you are able to blow off steam is really important for you this week. And that will ground you and help clear your mind. And it's essential this week. Absolutely. Let's get into the cards. Leo, what's the message for Leo, please? Be at home. Okay? So be at home. Number one, this card is telling you a clue, a hint, or a suggestion to help you out this week. Be close to where you feel most comfortable and stay there. Trying to throw yourself into any new situations now, with all this craziness going on and impacting the sun, not the best time for you to do it. Stay with things that are familiar. Stay with things that are already grounded, where you already have that foundation, where you feel safe, where you feel protected, and where you are accepted, even when you are blowing off steam or acting a little bit really agitated. This is a place where you want to stay really close to. This is also Cancerian energy. So it's saying this is what you're going to have to be in. So might as well find a comfort level here. Maybe you will be dealing with a lot of fourth house energy and working through a lot of inherited troubles, problems, could even be health issues. All of those being revealed now or coming to your attention is like, do I really want to be like the people who raised me? And having to see that in yourself. But it also is, you know, a chance to confront it, see it, look at it. But let's get into more into cards. Love is all around. This is Gemini energy. So this is support. And it's saying right here, right now, be around your family this week, because that's where you're going to get the support. That's where you're going to get the unconditional love. It could also be that somebody that you were growing up with fanned your fire too much or blew smoke up your ass. And that's where the conflicts are coming now. It's like, oh, maybe I'm not as great at something as everybody told me I was, or whatever I was told, whatever messages I got when I was growing up, feels like they're swirling around me. And it could be that they're attacking you, right? Oh, it's either you're good, you're so wonderful, but what if I'm really not? Or what if other people aren't seeing it that way, right? Or you're so awful, you're not good at this. And ultimately, this has become something that is real for you, that is true for you. But is it? We have be fearless and bold. You could be getting in a lot of conflicts right now defending your home. It could be the physical home, your actual house, or protecting your family, majorly protecting your family. This is communication coming in, talking, speaking, showing love and support. Do you have an Aries in your life? Especially could be for an Aries in your life or steps that they want to take. This could be communication coming in from them that hits home. Let's get deeper into that. Leo, some specifics, please, Spirit, so that I can lead this energy in the right direction. The miracles are endless. Whoa, did not expect that card to come out. So this is Taurus energy. You're getting some support. The miracles are endless. So the miracles are endless are about, this is Taurus energy. Gemini, Aries, Taurus. That's out of order. More, please. I just need more. What are you talking about, God? We have Chiron here. So this is about dealing with that Chiron energy, dealing with injuries, past injuries, or jumping headfirst into something. This is Gemini energy, which is about talking, conversation, friendship, communications. More Taurus energy. Abundance, more Aries energy, and Juno, Taurus and Aries. Honest to God, I feel like you want to help somebody. Aries just keeps coming up. Could represent yourself too, investing in or working out, trying to figure out different kinds of injuries to your person, different ways that you've suffered, and getting the resources to be able to do something about it. It's like you have to fight for them now. But I have to say this, it's worth the fight. There's a lot of support coming from a wife figure, a mother figure, or this is about defending your family, defending somebody in your family who is a wife, who is a mother, who you feel needs protection. Very fiery energy. Going to battle, going to war for somebody that you really care about. Or the abundance that you brought home after all the battles you fought. Wanting to feel appreciated by your spouse, your significant other, and your family, to see everything that you sacrificed. If you sacrifice, like, it's almost like you sacrificed so much to bring the best to people, and wanting to be acknowledged for that. This could also be you putting all of your resources on the table to defend somebody else or give them the best life possible. Okay. But is this, I'm just going to ask this question. I know this is obnoxious. Let's get this moon energy first. Because this Chiron is a little bit wonky. You may be suffering in some ways because you don't feel appreciated for all that you have done. But in some ways, your mind may be exaggerating all that you have done to the point where you're not acknowledging all that somebody else did. And they could be feeling really dominated, bullied, or overlooked. Like it always has to be about you, but look at all that I did. Are you seeing that? You're seeing the bountifulness of you and what you've done, but the conflict here is, are you appreciating what others have done for you and what they've contributed? Because when you appreciate that, you also accept their love. You accept that you are love. You accept that you are not in this all by yourself. That their love, support, protection, commitment, you didn't do this all alone. Everything that you are and everything that you have is a culmination of partnership. Now, I know a lot of us do things on our own, especially go out there and believe in our dreams, et cetera, et cetera. But ultimately, we don't get places alone. People are helping us along the way. And this is that sense of people who have helped you along the way. They've provided for you. They've taken care of you, or people that you have taken care of. And it could just be that everything's coming full circle, right? You're getting what you put in, essentially. And if you're not getting what you feel you deserve, then there could be a sense of, do you really deserve it? Did you really put that in? And that's a big conflict right now. And if you did and you're not getting that out, then that's gonna, you can't contain it anymore. It's gonna be impossible for you to hold that in and pretend that you're okay with it. And that will come out this week. That will come out, and you could have a lot of fiery confrontations, especially when it comes, closest to home. Your commitment is being tested. Oh boy. Emotionally. Okay, so I'm looking for the cards that are gonna tell me, how do they deal with this? How is Leo supposed to deal with this? How is Leo supposed to deal with this? This could legitimately be your commitment, as in the person you're committed to, your spouse, because Juno is here, front and center. New life. Things are different. And it could even be that somebody in your life, your spouse, has changed, or your spouse is literally changing. Or there's a new spouse in the picture, right? But it's almost like what you could be feeling is that the person that you're with, or the person that you share your life with, somebody significant that maybe was your backbone is now wanting to shift and change to not make you the priority, but do something for themselves, or vice versa. It could be you. And there's conflict that's coming out because of that, because what somebody feels they are owed because of what they've put in. This is about fighting for your value. Okay, so how does this end up? let's get to the nitty gritty, because what is this? What do you need to tell me? How does this end up? Choose wisely, having many different options. So what do they choose? Okay. Somebody has many different options. What do they choose? Throat chakra, so that's being able to finally talk or say something or use your voice. Okay, I feel like somebody's finally fucking confronting somebody else here and getting something off their chest that they've held in a while. Deception and envy. There you go. Confronting somebody about it, or what they're saying to you is fueled by stuff that they've been holding back and built up resentment. And then we have recognition and reward, right? And mental conflict. Yeah, this is all about wanting to be acknowledged. and feeling like there's somebody here that they've been more jealous than you thought they were, or that they haven't really told you everything that's been on their mind about you, right? Not really understanding why they're acting like this, because this has been on their chest for a long time. That's why. Or it's vice versa. You could apply this to you too. Increased support. Your positive focus and willingness to receive have opened the doorway to an abundance of help and opportunities. Okay, so that's good. Stress reduction. De-stress your mind, body, and schedule as you need to rest, recharge, and revive. It's almost like the cards have come back around to say, either you got somebody's back or they got yours. Like, nobody's allowed to treat my loved ones this way, and they will be there to say nobody's, or if that's what you want, people to just basically support you. Clarify this, please, God. Queen of Wands, you want to be the star. You want to be out. You want people to acknowledge you. And you want it to be fucking clear. So you are honest to God. This is the mentality of asserting my greatness. Making it clear. Making it clear what's important. Making it clear. Making it very clear how you see yourself and how the sense of self-importance. Making it very clear. And that everybody around you is jealous. Or, yeah, is jealous? Yeah, jealous of you. But is that true? Is that true? Is it true? Is any of this true? Yes or no? What do you need me to know? Nine of Wands. This is being guarded, being protected. You're going to have to defend yourself. It's like you're up against defending something that you know you've earned, but other people are saying you don't deserve. But you absolutely 100% are fucking certain of it. And you are fucking going to the gun. And you are relentlessly not going to allow somebody to not acknowledge either what you deserve or what somebody very close to you deserves. You're like going to battle. Or this is about battle, if you fought in battles. Like having to defend or having to be like, what are you talking about? I'm supposed to get these benefits. This could be going toe-to-toe with government authority and stuff and say, excuse me, it was supposed to come in by now. Like that's the kind of conflict that you could be facing. And according to these cards, you absolutely should be defending yourself and prepare for it. And you are ready for it. And you will have the strength of character and the support to be able to defend yourself in the appropriate way that's necessary. Let's go to the extended. I'll see you guys soon.